What's up, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. It is the first Wednesday in a while. I miss Wednesdays. You know why? Because it's 1/8 Wednesdays. And on 1/8 Wednesdays, I have the 1/4 Garrett on the show.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I like that. That's how you did that.
I actually messed it up. I was like, the 1/4. I should have said that, but maybe
it's a very complicated
time.
Name. It's okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's good to be back, man. It's good to be back. You're a little out of step. It's okay.
I know, right? It's been 2 weeks.
You get back in the swing.
Yeah, well, this is my third episode back. It does feel good to be home, though. I'll tell you that. It's good to be home, man.
Mm-hmm. It looks nice. I like the set.
Yeah, thank you. I built it and then I left.
You're like, and done. Plane ticket.
And I'm out. All right. And get I'll be here. Back in a couple of months. That's a long story. But anyway, welcome, everybody. Today, we are going to be talking about the State of the Union address. Now, we've been chatting for a little bit, and I purposefully haven't asked you about it because I wanted to just do this. I don't know what his thoughts are. You and I are both going to hear what his thoughts are, and then I have a lot of things to say. I was actually live tweeting it, just responses and things, and calling Biden out for some lies. Oh my gosh. Give me first impressions. Go.
The state of the union is not good. Just the actual state of this union is not a good state. I didn't finish it. It was on the TV and I was looking at it, but I kind of zoned out, you know, kind of like a haze of boredom, and then just getting constantly thrown lies after lies after lies kind of was a lot. So I just kind of glazed over for a while.
I can't do this anymore.
It was pissing me off though in the first 30 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, the first 30 minutes wasn't even about America.
Right. It was
Russia, countries. Ukraine. I mean, which is, dude, the more I dig into that situation, the more I am angry at governments.
Yeah,
that's really what it is. I mean, I am just so annoyed at governments because the conflict, there's so much stuff going on. Like, I didn't know there was a civil war going on in Ukraine for like the past eight years. Did you know that?
No clue.
Over 14,000 people have been killed in this war that's been raging. It's a civil war within Ukraine, and it started under another administration, and it wasn't Trump.
What was 8 years ago? Who was the president at that time?
Yeah, it was like, what was it, 2014? Who was the vice president? Who was actually in the news about Ukraine talking about?
Oh, yeah, his son is on the board of some
gas company.
Was, I don't know. You know, I can't keep all the knowledge in my head all the time. It's kind of crazy, though. I have a bad take. You know, people told me it's a bad take. I ultimately don't care about any of this.
I like that energy.
It's not. I said it in a way on Twitter today, in a way that seems cold-hearted, where it's like, I said, I don't give a crap about the Ukraine. And it's mainly the whole situation. It's not the people. You know, I feel for people getting killed out there unnecessarily. And I don't like war, and I don't like the fact that I'm being kind of baited into caring about this conflict between two separate countries on a different continent.
Yeah.
About things I have no clue what's the geopolitics in between these two countries? I don't know. Therefore, I'm going to not care. I can't care about every single situation in the world. I can care about my situation and my family situation and my city situation
priorities.
And, you know, I could vaguely care about people just not dying. I don't like people to die, but I can't just wholeheartedly care about every situation across the world. It's just too much. And people didn't like that.
I understand that. I understand that.
And to start the State of the Union with that, I'm like, the State of the Union, the word State of the Union, you're supposed to be telling me the state of our union here.
Right.
Not what's going on over there and Putin and him overextending himself and getting smacked down by Ukraine and all this stuff. And for the first like 15, 20 minutes of this thing was,
well, that all should have been a press conference unto itself. Like, he right. should have had a press conference and then done the State of the Union and yeah. have that be.
This is not the place to do that. You're supposed correct. To be telling me about how we are doing here.
Yeah. And so first, when I first started watching, all I could see were Ukrainian flags. I honestly thought yeah. that Biden was going to have a Ukrainian flag pin on his lapel instead of an American flag, which he did have an American flag, thank goodness. But everyone else was flying Ukrainian flags, had a little Ukraine. Some people were wearing Ukrainian colors. And I'm like, this is the State of the Union. Like, mm-hmm. are you allowed to be patriotic for your country? Like,
so I don't Ukrainians know enough. I don't know enough
to
about
be,
Ukraine.
Like, proud to be Ukrainian. But we are not allowed to be proud Americans or
right.
or look at this beautiful flag and go, that's
a dog whistle.
That makes me feel good when I see this, because it represents people coming together mm-hmm. despite their differences. Like, that's a beautiful flag right there.
Yeah.
But whoa. The patriotism is synonymous with
evil.
Well,
I don't
now.
Know. Did you watch? You watched the State of the Union. It's all okay to be buy American now and support oh. American jobs and support the border. And he talked about protecting the border, people.
Dude. He said, like, fund what? The police. No,
he said, fund the police.
There's so much. There's so much
there's
to break
so
down.
Much, there's so much.
There's so much to break down. We'll get there. We'll get there. Because that. Oh, my gosh. I'll just simply say, it's almost as if Biden was listening to what all the conservatives in America wanted and were mm-hmm. complaining about, and saying, you're not doing any of these things right. And he said, all right, well, maybe I'll just act like those were all my ideas and say, I'm going to fix it by doing all of these things. And it's like,
yeah,
what? Dude, you.
Yeah, that blew my mind when he started talking about how gas prices. We need to bring down gas prices
and
insulin prices and inflation. I'm the guy to fix this.
Insulin.
Dude, you were the guy that the day before you stepped in, these prices were at the lowest they had been in years. And the day after you stepped in and started Xing things that Trump had done,
yep,
everything went up. I have three family members, direct family members, two of my brothers and my dad. They're type 1 diabetics. They need insulin.
Yep.
The day he got in and started changing stuff, you could tell prices skyrocketed. So don't come to us and start talking about what if your family, what if you have kids and you have to look at them and know what they need, but you can't get it. It was you.
It was so insulting, because Trump had an executive order in the middle of 2020. He came out and said, look, people are going over to Canada. They're going over to Mexico. Mm-hmm. to get these cheap insulin. And it's not just insulin. It's a lot of different medicine, but a lot of Americans need insulin and it's really important. And I'm signing an executive order to make it so if you can get it cheaper over there, the big pharma can't sell you the insulin for more than where you can get it elsewhere. And it's like, mm-hmm. that's huge. And I tweeted
price.
That. Dude, I tweeted it out. I was like, this asshole is out here acting like he is going to be the savior to give you cheap insulin yeah. when day one he reversed the executive order. And I had all these people like, false, haha, yeah. PolitiFact. Here's this. You know what? Let me pull this up, because this is.
Here's some Pinocchios.
Dude, it is exactly what you would expect this Politico stuff, PolitiFact, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, see, it's mostly false. Oh my goodness.
And it's sure. not just that, it's all of these the issues that he's created in the last year, saying that we created the most jobs in the last two decades. You were part of the party that wanted to destroy jobs.
Oop, wrong one. Hold on.
To get rid of jobs. And now whenever you give them back, you say we created these jobs.
So this is what people keep I say people, but it's leftist Twitter. Right. The people that are like simp, stands yeah. for Biden. Oh, insulin prices rose with the swipe of Joe Biden's pen. False. Actually, if you look into it, Trump's executive order had not taken effect yet. It had no action because it didn't actually go into effect, but he still stopped it.
Yeah.
What's
and yeah,
the difference?
Not to say that insulin was cheap before, because it was expensive still.
Yes,
but
it's true.
It was cheaper than it was the day you stepped in office, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, I'm the guy that's going to fix it?
Dude.
I can't with this guy. I can't.
He actually said that there's no wall high enough that could stop the vaccine. He said that. Now, he was messing up. He was saying, he said, I think he went off teleprompter here. He said, there is no wall high enough. And you could tell he was like, oh, I just said there's no wall. Like, I brought up the wall idea.
Yeah.
And then he switched. He was like, because the vaccine, blah, 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 and, like, kind of backpedaled. You know, he actually said that we need to secure our border.
Yeah. Yeah, my mind almost blown. Like you said earlier, he said multiple things that were just a year ago, or even, yep. I mean, just a month ago.
A month
were, ago. Were dog yeah. whistle Nazi propaganda, mm-hmm. if you said them. And now all of a sudden, he's okay. It's okay for him to say, be American, buy American. It's okay for him to say, protect the border.
Yep. You know, he was walking in by himself in the White House courtyard the day before, 2 days ago, with a mask on, right? Wearing a mask by himself outside.
Yeah, wear all the masks.
State of the Union, zero mask. Actually, I think I have a picture for you. Where's that image?
And he said the mandates are, the CDC updated their mask mandate advisory, and it's not necessary. The president of the United States said that.
Ridiculous.
I thought that was conspiracy theory. I thought that was crazy, crazy, you know, UFO thinking. You know, don't wear a mask. Oh, my gosh. Sure you is. Would get you. I'm sure you have gotten strikes for saying similar things.
Oh, I dude, they give me strikes for everything, you know?
Yeah.
Look at this. This is him walking in.
There's a lot then of hand holding there. A lot of touch.
And he posted this. No masks anywhere. Now, I don't care. I'm glad.
Yeah, right. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, I don't care. But to be forcing kids to continue to wear masks, it's like, well, what?
Evil.
And then we have Twitter going nuts today because I think you posted it, DeSantis. I think I saw you post this thing with DeSantis. Didn't you post
where
that?
Where he pulled down. I think I liked it. I didn't post anything. But yeah, he came up to have a press... press conference and had him, hey, don't have to take these down. And then left Twitter just freaks out.
That was today. Look, here it is. Check us out.
Yeah, today.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater.
Based.
You want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
If you want to wear it, fine.
If you want to wear
this
it.
This is ridiculous.
Fine.
Dude, based.
Yeah.
Dude, DeSantis.
So many people coming up. I thought it was a choice. I don't know if you can read. There's text under there of what he is saying verbally.
Yeah, Jerry,
if you want to wear it,
from Geeks and Gamers.
Yeah, that was great. It was a great
like,
response.
Hey, yeah, you can. It literally says you can wear it if you want, but it's ridiculous. And I mean, the guy who posts this post that I referenced, this guy Kevin Kate, I don't know, Kevin Karen Kate, meet the real Governor
TV.
DeSantis. Shout at these students who didn't let the Governor Karen, director of COVID theater, bully them.
Shout, bro,
no,
shout.
Shout out, like, because they kept the masks on.
Whenever I first saw it, I didn't hear, you know, obviously the audio's not on Twitter. So I thought, I mean, he kind of looked aggressive. I was like, whoa, is DeSantis, like, yelling at these kids for wearing a mask? Oh, crap. And then I clicked on it, and he's like, hey, guys, you don't have to wear that. It's like this
take
ridiculous.
No, he was a little pushy.
A little bit, but
it, was a little
it wasn't
pushy.
As aggressive as it looked, because he was like...
Right. I mean, he was being assertive.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, he's...
He was
he's
like, hey,
sick
kids,
of it. I don't
you,
blame
haven't
him.
Haven't you
I'm
seen there's a war
too.
In the Ukraine? COVID is done. We're good.
Well, I it seems like it. I don't want to get a strike. Watch me get a strike.
That wasn't Adam Krigler. That was me. I
blame,
said that.
Blame this guy. I disavow.
Strike.
Disavow. Does that work? I don't know. I'm not saying it's over. Certainly seems that way based on the president of the United States, because I mean that was him. I showed you him walking in. Look at him at the end. This is him. Hold on. This is him after in the after party. Look, no mask. Everyone's talking. Joe Biden. gets really close and headbutts her.
What is that?
Okay. I'm going to tell you this
what
again.
You see the guy put his hand on the shoulder like,
he straight up headbutts her.
What is he doing?
What is happening? What?
Don't do this ever. Just in regular conversation. What are you doing?
Why are you headbutting her? Who does this? You know who would do this? Eric July. He would totally headbutt someone.
Right in the head. Right
just headbutting. I see him doing it. Yep. Now I'm just playing Eric. I see you in chat. What up, dog?
Yo, what's up? He was trying to attack her, but he was so slow. He didn't have the energy, so it was just a slow attack.
Do you think he was actually falling asleep, maybe?
I don't know. He was very low energy. He was coughing a lot. Did you notice that, too?
You know the Daily Show actually with Trevor Noah, which I got to say, over the past 2 days,
I saw that.
They've posted some things, and I'm like, whoa, all right.
Now, they removed it.
they removed it. They posted a picture of like when your phone's dying and it has that little like low battery symbol, like
charge.
Please plug in. It's like Joe Biden right now, and it's like a picture of a dying battery.
it was a crap show.
Yes, it was.
I was on your show.
So yes, it
I
was.
Myself.
Thank you. Yeah, man. I have an article here. Let's pull this up. This is from Washington Examiner. Biden tries to make everyone forget his divisiveness the last 2 years in the State of the Union speech. And I love that because that's really what he's trying to do. He was basically trying to act as if he was Trump, actually.
Yeah. He was saying a lot of Trump.
He was trying to pull a MAGA. Like, let's make America great again. Wait, what did you say? Build America
better? No, it was...
Chat, help me out. What did he say? B-A-B-A. It was B-A-B-A-B-A, whatever that is. I don't recall. Man.
It's not build it back. Right?
No, it wasn't
build back better, his main...
No, it wasn't build back better. It's something different. It's really going to bum me out. Hold on, I got to look this up because this is... drive me nuts.
The whole time, though, I was hearing just white supremacy dog whistles all day, and then people just clapping for him. I was like, I thought it was a bad thing to say these things.
Build America, no, not back again.
Was it? And it was something to that effect, though. Build a better America.
Build a better
That's
America.
That's what it was.
Yes.
That's what,
build
thank you,
a better
Alan,
America.
Thank you.
Like, all right, so make America great again? I mean, what is the difference?
Yeah. It's
you
same,
know,
he's saying
he
the same thing.
You can't say that, though. Can't say that.
Yeah. And it was funny the first, you know, 25 minutes of it where it was all about the Ukraine and stuff, and he was getting standing ovations for stuff that he had nothing to do with.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes like I get it, like you're clapping for the Ukrainian people or for this, but sometimes it was just like, let's stand, let's sit, let's stand, let's sit, let's stand. It's like, what is this, mass? What are we doing this for?
Yeah, I mean, there was some cringy moments too.
Oh, dude, so with
I've got it. Hold
what
on.
Is that?
Okay, so for those who didn't
the
watch,
wires
it,
were crossed.
Good for you. I think you nailed it. I think there was something in her brain that thought that it was a good time to stand up and clap. But like,
watch her face
right before she got up and did what I'm about to show you guys. I think it dawned on her that she shouldn't have clapped for what he was talking about. Now he was actually talking about gas fields or
burn pits
in the Middle East or something
like
that.
Yeah, it was horrible. He was talking about horrible atrocities.
Yeah,
and she
horrible
was
things.
Smiling and like about to clap, and Kamala was doing what you would expect her face to do, like she's doing the "this is very sad" face.
All right, this is the beginning. Let me.
But she up. Did. She did not. She wasn't getting the.
Here it is.
The message.
Yeah, the burn pits.
Burn pits. Stop smiling. Stop. This is not a good situation. Stop. And then she slowly.
She's still got her hands together. What is
there.
This? She's locked.
And she's still smiling. It took her a long time to figure out, oh, I should stop smiling at this thing he's saying. She's not listening to him at all.
That's number three in line for like running America right now, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the most frightening thing about this whole State of the Union. You're is not, all yeah. three of those people standing there, sitting there, whatever, Kamala, Pelosi, and Biden. That's the top three. That's the top three people in our government currently. That is a frightening premise.
Yeah. Well, if you're at the State of the Union, mm-hmm. you're sitting behind the president and you're not listening to what the president is saying.
Right.
You're just going through the motions of like, stand up, smile, clap, stand up, mm-hmm. smile, clap. And then Kamala is over there going dead face because it's a sad moment, you know, burning pits, not good. And she's
at least
like,
she knew that it was Ukrainians that he was talking about. And he said Iranians. Did you hear that?
No.
So he said Putin will never get to get a hold of those Iranians. And you could see Kamala in the background like Ukrainians, like she kind of like mouths like, it.
Pass like, a note to him like
don't make it. Don't be upset. The camera's obviously on. Right. Me. I can't like, but you could tell she was like Ukrainians, like Iranians. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
And there was a moment in there where there was boos coming out. Did you hear that? I think there was some kind of booing. Yeah, there was a boo coming from the crowd, and I don't know what it was about.
Yeah,
but at that moment, you could tell that like the training that they've gone through, I'm sure, of like facial expressions was now that there's boos coming from the crowd, overemphasize how great Joe Biden is. So mm-hmm. Pelosi stood up and was like aggressively clapping like for him. It was weird.
Dude, yeah, it's all theater.
The
whole man.
The circus is hilarious to watch. Really,
mm-hmm. did you hear?
You know it's a circus.
Laura, I don't know who it was. I thought it was MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's what I heard.
It could have been Laura Boebert, but someone started chanting "Build the Wall" when he said we got to defend our borders. And I was like,
that's what I heard.
Someone's chanting "Build the Wall" right now in Congress. Like that is awesome. Because how dare
it goes
he
with what he
talk
says
about securing the border. And then without skipping a beat, he goes right into this conversation about how we need to make immigration easier so that these businesses can hire them.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what about the Americans that need jobs right now?
Legal immigrants from countries outside of the U.S. that come in, sign the guest book legally, and they need jobs. What about them? What about those guys? They need jobs. They need the jobs. When you let people, you just open the border after saying we need to secure the border. Mm-hmm. You open the border and just have people walk right in and get jobs because they deserve it because they're dreamers. No. Real dreamers are people that take the time and legally come into your country to work and pay taxes and provide services for everybody in the community. Those are dreamers, not people that just walk across a border. And mm-hmm. I understand the plight of living in Mexico. It sucks, but that's why America's better. And that's why people want to come here. Okay. You do it the correct way. You don't just walk across.
I kind of want to know more about that. What did that mean? What you live in Mexico? What's the deal?
It's there's cartels. It's a little corrupt. I don't know if you heard
have you lived in Mexico though?
I have not. No, I know.
Okay, made it seem like you know you were.
No, I understand. I understand. You know, like I can feel for you guys.
Okay.
Not literally, I live there right now.
Yeah. All right.
I like Mexican food. What?
Me too. Who doesn't? What? I don't know. Mole sauce, my favorite. Oh, dude. And then he was talking about his son Bo. What a surprise. Because you know he's got to talk about veterans. Of course his son died of cancer, which is of course sad. I'm not knocking his son at all, but when he was talking about losing people, when he himself caused the deaths of Americans, 13 for to be exact, and Laura Boebert called him out and they are freaking out about it. Here, this is actually her. She tweeted about it. She said the left is pissed because I called out Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan that left 13 of America's finest in a flag draped coffin. They are mad because a speech was interrupted. Ask the families who lost their loved ones how interrupted their lives are now. Yeah. And it just makes me think. It just makes me think of this. Remember this?
Yep.
This is Biden accepting those 13 brave Americans that lost their lives because of him. And he's standing on the runway and he checks his watch because he has better things to do instead of honoring the dead that he caused. It was embarrassing. It's insulting. The family members should be absolutely appalled that he did this. He should have been standing there giving their 100% of his attention the entire time with respect, and that's it, period. No questions asked. And of course, here's Saki. This is her excuse.
So look, a speech like the State of the Union, it's hugely important. It doesn't have the time to touch on everything that is a priority. So look.
Oh, they didn't have the time.
But we could take half of the entire speech to talk about two countries on a different continent.
Right.
But you don't have enough time to talk about the complete failure that you did leaving Afghanistan. Dude, we don't have enough time to talk about
nothing,
the 13
has nothing to do with the Union.
Okay,
one could argue that an escalated Ukraine is not in NATO, so Russia attacking NATO isn't automatically pulling us in based on the treaty of what NATO is, and that's, I mean, whatever, that's just a reality, a fact, right? So we're not automatically being pulled in. That's why he's putting all these sanctions in place against Russia. And, you know, for if it does escalate into a larger scale war, I mean, we have people out there that are on, actually I have this tweet, hold on, where is it? Here we go. Look at this. This is, who's this? Pam Keith Esquire. Was she an ex-Navy JAG, a Democratic nominee, litigator, expert, whatever? I didn't even see that. Yeah, was there a she her?
Pronounce.
Oh my gosh, she her. What a surprise. If ever there was a justification for a preemptive strike, it is right now against a madman hell-bent on destroying the world to appease his ego. If there was ever a time to drop a Moab on a bunker, it is right now on Putin's hidey hole before the obliteration of Ukraine. This is insane, right? So
this
what
is crazy for the left to all of a sudden now they're like war hawks, man. Now the warmongers, they want to start a war,
right? All this stuff. I mean, fund the police. They have defund the police written on the street right in front of the White House.
I'd like to share something.
It's written on the street. Defund the police. What are you gonna scrape away the D and the E?
Right. Because whenever Joe Biden, if you didn't have a perfect camera angle on it at the moment, but whenever Joe Biden went up there and said, we need to fund the police, this was this is Waters' reaction to it. If you want to share that there.
Yeah. Hold on.
You know, it's just whenever your whole party is behind you and then all of a sudden they backstab you on the national stage. It's got to hurt, you know? It's
got
to hurt.
We got people like, you know where you love her, AOC. She's coming out and she's got, it wasn't progressive enough for her. Biden's State of the Union left a bit to be desired on progressive goals. It's like, wow. Because guess what? He actually was catering to the America First crowd. Mm-hmm. He was talking about infrastructure. He was talking about Intel building, a factory in Idaho, like $1 billion, $30 billion.
Providing internet for everybody, infrastructure.
No. Yeah. To make computer chips so that we don't make
smaller than your finger.
Right. That's so we might not have to be reliant on Taiwan, which may or may not be a country in the next couple years, it is.
But whenever I hear him say things like that, things that are based, I go, there's the based on media, right? You see a tweet that's either based or it's a Fed post. Yeah. That's Fed post right there. I feel like it's bait to get you in and go, oh, Joe Biden, you know, he is pretty fair. You know, he does listen to both sides. He does do bipartisan stuff. But all it is, every single time he said that, it was, we plan to fix this many infrastructure, these roads, these bridges. We plan to. But I'm like, where are the we dids?
Yeah.
This is where your money went. All this is a sales pitch saying, we're going to do these things. Give us the money. And then we give you the money. Then we don't ever hear about it ever again. And who knows what happens to that money?
There's only one thing I know that my taxpayer dollars have gone to from the U.S. government in the past year, and that is Pfizer.
Yep.
And it's being sent off to all these different countries. A lot's going to China. He even said, dude,
Pfizer's working overtime to provide us the pills that we need.
We got to do made in America. We got to start, you know, making stuff in America. By the way, we're going to give everyone testing. I want to keep testing going. All you do is go to this government website to get your free COVID tests. And it's like, you look at the COVID tests and they're made in China. And it's like, bro, you're still giving out our money to China, which is making them even more money to
more powerful.
Continue whatever they want to do. Where, why don't we invest in America and do everything ourselves? What happened to that? That was like 10 minutes before he was talking about made in America, and then shifted over to giving away stuff. And like, he even said, we're giving millions of, you know, vaccines to different countries. And it's like,
yeah. And he was talking about the antiviral treatment now. They're calling it an antiviral treatment. I'm curious to know why were so many people banned and unpersoned and canceled for suggesting we might be able to find an antiviral treatment out there for 2 years straight. Now all of a sudden you can go up on the stage and say, we have all these pills, these antiviral pills, and Pfizer is working overtime to provide us these pills, and you can go to the store and you can get it for free, no cost.
Yep, no cost. We got a $50 super chat. I'm just going to start reading these heavy hitters as we go. Usually I read them at the end, but this is a heavy hitter. Wolf7 Music says, the desecration of the ideals enshrined in the documents I swore an oath to, upheld, and defend has me feeling hopeless. I see the value of having these conversations, yet I'm beginning to wonder what's next. I don't see the fruits of enlightenment. Mm. You know, it is very easy to lose hope. You know, it's so easy to want to give up and become a doomer and get blackpilled.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. That's what they want. They want the people that are willing to fight, the willing to stand up, to give up, right? I could give up, right? If I get another strike on my channel's gone. YouTube will delete my channel because I have two strikes currently. And why do I have strikes? Because I'm talking about truth. I am talking about the things that I am seeing out there, and people are better people than me have been banned from the internet. I'm grateful to still be here right now, but I'm not going to stop, right? If YouTube boots me, I'm going to be stronger because I'm going to have no filter then. I'll be on Rumble and Odyssey, and I'll just be going ham and saying anything I want and talking about all the stuff that I really want to let loose. You know, but it just so happens YouTube is the best platform right now. It's undeniable.
It's the battleground. That's where everybody is. You got to fight in the
it is true. That's a good point.
Same thing for Twitter. Same thing for all the platforms that you want to run from because they're over censoring people. Though that's where the battleground is.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's great to go to the other alt platforms. I love them.
Yeah.
Odyssey. Minds.com, great places to be.
I like Minds. Yeah,
I like Minds a lot. It's a lot chiller, but it's not the battleground. It's
true.
It's your home base.
Yeah,
you know. So you got to go in there and you got to fight it, and you got to stay there and annoy them. Because once you leave, if you take yourself out of the equation, then they win. Mm-hmm. You know, they get to control the narrative, and you need to be in there changing the narrative. You know, telling the truth. And to that, the despair. So I've been doing a lot of research into Tolkien because we're talking a lot about the Lord of the Rings and Amazon kind of defiling the story I'm just being very nice about it. completely destroying his vision for Lord of the Rings and the world of Tolkien. And they were talking about kind of the theme of the story was never lose hope, because hope is... You don't know the future. You don't know what's happening tomorrow. So even at the darkest times, you can't despair because you don't know. Something could always come in the end and save you in the end. So you can't lose hope because it's always going to be there. And it's ultimately, the way they described it is and you may not be religious or whatever, but think about it this way. It's a sin to despair because you don't know.
I like that.
You can't pretend to know. So
Quarter Black Gamgee, everyone. Quarter Black Gamgee.
Best character. I mean, he saves the day.
He's the hero. He's the biggest hero of the entire trilogy.
My movie's coming out. Lord of the Rings, Return of the Kang.
I saw that.
I was every character in that movie. So
I was watching that episode. I was cracking up, dude. I die a lot when I watch you guys on multiple fronts. But yeah, Friday Night Tights is amazing. I was actually watching Tuesday night's main event yesterday.
Great show as well.
Cracking up. My goodness, Jay. Sorry, man. They just roast you because you're just too nice. You're too nice.
And he's not nice to cats, though. He's not nice to cats.
Killing cats, man.
Start coughing. Open the door. It's time to go. It's time to get out.
It's so funny. But they were dual streaming, and he uses StreamYard and was able to dual stream to YouTube and Rumble. I don't know how to do that. I want to figure that out. Do you know how to do that? Maybe we can chat.
We'll talk about it.
We'll chat. So I have a couple more things from the State of the Union. I have this article from New York Post, which is just perfect because they had the most viral meme and moments from the State of the Union. It's like, oh, it's perfect, yeah, right? Perfect. All those like cringy things. I mean, they've got the one
that's my favorite one.
This one, it's just so good, right? I mean, my goodness,
it's so awkward, glorious, because you just tell.
So
she was blowing up in her brain.
This one, I'm like, you know, this guy, he served his country. He, you know, it's the Supreme Justice. What's his name? Breyer. You know, he's stepping down. It's like, you know what? He's really hyped and honored. You know, he's a sweet old guy. Like, you know what? I don't mind that. I don't think that's too bad or embarrassing. This one is great.
Oh, man.
This is Schumer getting up. Oh, no, wait. Are you not throwing the ball? Are we not clapping yet?
I saw somebody tweeted out. It was great. I forgot who it was. But it said, whenever you bring your Pentecostal friend to your Baptist church, and they're like, oh, we don't stand?
We're not singing together? What else we got? This one.
Oh, yeah.
Who wore it better?
It's a pirate shirt. Okay.
It's the same thing. It's the same shirt. That was kind of Seinfeld-y. I didn't even mean to do that, actually.
Yeah. What is it? What's the deal?
What's the deal with this shirt?
With Maxine Waters shirt.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Man. She rocks it. I'll give it to her.
Yeah, not bad. When you're stuck in the 70s, you know, I could see that rocking in the 70s. That's a good...
You know what's awesome, though? I actually have this shirt. I kid you not.
The ruffled shirt?
I do, but it was for a Halloween costume. I was a vampire, and it was awesome.
I'm pretty sure I have something similar to that, but it was pirates. I was a pirate.
Don't regret it. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
I wouldn't wear it to the State of the Union. But
I wouldn't wear it to the State of the Union.
You know,
this is true. I wonder if I could find that picture real quick. I did. I just found it. All right, here, check this out. This is an image of me.
Nice.
Wearing my ruffled shirt. You can kind of see it a little bit. There's a lot more ruffles there.
Very Brad Pitt-ish.
I was a vampire for Halloween. I actually have the vampire teeth right here.
I thought you were going to say, like, my teeth are actually really pointy.
I do. I actually have them. Hold on.
Okay.
They're like...
Oh, dang.
You're pretty good, right? I mean...
I have kind of, like... It almost looks real. You can believe it.
Yeah, they're like...
I have sharp teeth.
They're, like, molded in. Oh, you're just a natural vampire.
Just naturally, you know, a little...
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got here. Who wore better? Weird reaction. And then I think that's it. Oh, no, this guy. Now, this is another thing that frustrates me, right? Because Biden brought this kid out because he's got diabetes, right? Look at this young man.
He's got the diabetes.
What? How old is he? 13. 13-year-old man. He's got diabetes. We got to make 13? Sure.
Damn.
Yeah. Looks tiny.
He looks
13,
way
right?
small. Yeah. Maybe it's the diabetes. Hey, I have two brothers that are diabetics. I can make these jokes.
Okay. But you're not a diabetic, though.
No, I'm not.
Bro. We got another $50 from Wolf 7 Music. Wow. He said, okay, fine. $50 for you guys and we the people. Well, thank you. And he dropped a little Undertaker, Adam. That means you're a member as well. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Wolf 7. That's so awesome. Cool, man. I really do appreciate that a lot. Hey, Call, what's good, man? I see you in chat. Call's dropping some super chats. He says, Samwise straight wrecked. What's Shelob?
Shelob, yeah, dude.
Shelob.
Shelob's the big spider.
Oh, the spider. Oh, the spider. It's true.
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh.
Samwise, baby. Samwise.
Dude, Samwise, hero. Man. What a G. That's some goat stuff. Yes, it is, Call. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. And he always had hope. He was in Mordor.
That's why I brought him up. That's why I called you.
He
Samwise.
Packed and rationed enough food for the return trip because he never gave up hope. Don't give up hope, everybody. Even whenever you're in Mordor, literally the most evil place on the planet in Middle Earth, still had hope.
Hashtag this is the energy. That's it right there. I love that kind of energy, you know?
Samwise energy right there.
Don't give up hope because giving up hope, you might as well die.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I believe
in a bright future. I believe in, positivity. Rose says diabetes stunts your growth. It did for my brother. Ah, Rose. Okay. So maybe that's why. Maybe, you know, the kid.
See, I'm not making stuff up.
All right. I mean, but you were joking. But
I was joking, though.
But you were also serious.
But I was also serious.
Those are the best jokes, right?
See, I joke, but I Siri. I jokes, but I series.
I joke, but I Siri. Hold on. Let's see what else I got. So that, I mean, that's pretty much it. The State of the Union. Did we miss anything? Hold on.
What joke. I mean, here.
Oh, I actually have that wall clip. Here, check this out. Oh. This is that weird wall comment.
Because you can't build a wall high enough to keep out a vaccine, the spread of these diseases.
Kamala's face the whole all right, time.
I'm going to play it again. Now, you could tell the instant he knew he messed up. He was like,
Because you can't build a wall high enough to keep out.
And he's like, crap. I can't turn back now. I must continue.
The computer froze.
The vaccine can stop the spread of these diseases.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. That was
stop, pivot. Both their faces in the back are just hilarious to watch.
Oh my gosh. I'm just gonna peruse my tweets from because I was live tweeting this. I tweet a lot. My goodness. This is Sydney Watson's response. My emotional response watching the State of the Union. Our expectations were low, but Mike, I'm not going to say that, but
holy frick.
This one's great. Tyler Zed says, I've been drinking every time Nancy shifts her dentures and licks her lips. Shit faced right now. I had to say it. Tyler Zed, shout out to him. He's now a dad. Really happy for him. Great guy. I have been chatting with him. He may or may not be on my show soon. That would be awesome. I really like that guy. He's hilarious. What did I miss? Making the chip factory. That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, this one. Yeah. I can't help but notice Biden is ignoring the fact all the issues he is proposing to fix were his fault.
Yep.
That is something that really annoys me.
Don't you love politicians that way?
He did drop this little nugget. He said that there could be another variant coming and they got to be prepared for it.
I can't promise there won't be another variant.
And Bill Gates also said something about another variant, another pandemic. We got to prepare for the next one. It's like,
right, yeah.
What do you mean the next one? Like, look, I mean, because Zika didn't work and West Nile didn't, all these things. Like, you know, they always have
swine flu. What happened to that?
Nacho Business wants me to show the Tim Pool tweet. What Tim Pool tweet? Which one? The one I all right, I'll show it because I thought it was hilarious. So I poke fun at Tim Pool because it's fun to poke fun at Tim Pool.
Yeah.
Biden reminds us about his son almost as much as Tim Pool reminds us he is from Chicago. I mean, that's pretty good, right? That's not bad. Yeah, it's accurate. And everyone's like, shots fired, this and that. How dare you make fun of Tim? And I'm like, dude, I make fun of everybody. And Tim Pool, it doesn't have some sort of like shield that like I'm not allowed to make fun of him. What? Because it, you know, he helped give me a platform. Like, yeah, I'm grateful. I'm still gonna make fun of him.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna like.
You're just being consistent. You did that on the show.
I'm not gonna SWAT the guy. You know, he got.
They're on like three SWATs.
Five.
Now, five. They're at five. Holy crap!
I think five now. And he said something about his home because he doesn't live in the compound anymore.
Yeah,
he did for a while, but like now it's like they SWATed his actual house. That's scary as well.
Scary, yeah.
Like, man, I just gotta
be
say
thinking of moving.
That's terrible. Bad. Like, dude, there's no ill will with me and that those guys anymore. Obviously, we don't, you know, do any collaborations anymore. Which I've never been happier in my life, so it doesn't matter to me. But I don't wish ill on anyone. And, you know, it's so terrible, this SWATting thing. Thankfully, no one's gotten hurt over there. I think whoever is doing it absolutely needs to be caught. It's such a shame. I mean, he said actually that he was SWATted again. And I jokingly said, it's not me, I swear. You know, because I like to make light of things as like, you know, because of you make fun of some terrible things, and you know, you get it
all the time. Yeah,
every slug day down there in the mud.
I can't stop. That's what my Twitter's for.
Yeah, right. That's what Twitter's for. Man,
that sucks. Though. That really sucks. I hope they find out whoever that is, because like five times, that's ridiculous. And they need to talk to the police or something and be like, yo, you know this is happening, right? You got to stop it.
They really need to stop it, dude. There's that someone's going to get hurt eventually. I mean, it's like an armory in that place. He's open about it. I'm not like blowing up their spot. I mean, I wouldn't mess with that place. I think people would be insane to go there and try something. Cause Tim kind of like, he used to not want guns and he totally switched his thing in 2020 and like started buying guns. I don't even know how many he's got now.
Like a lot of people in 2020, I think.
Yeah, it was record numbers of gun sales, actually. It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
They were trying to fight that COVID. That's what they were doing.
Yeah. Or, you know, ensure that they would have toilet paper when they need it.
Yeah. And their Wendy's was okay.
Robert Wilde says, I hope this makes Betty smile and Diana Francisco smile. I hope Betty is doing well today. Today was my casting for my leg of Doom. Be blessed, Adam and Porter.
Oh, that's right. I've got to talk to you about getting that leg.
Do you want it? Because he'll send it to you, man. Don't tempt him. He'll send it your way, dog.
I know. He asked me. I got to open up my P.O. box. Got to get that leg in. I'm going to put it like somewhere. You know what? I got a space right there.
Look at that space. It's perfect.
Right there. Perfect. Straight up and down leg space right there.
Robert, you got to send it to him now. It's a thing. This is maybe clean it. I don't know if it gets smelly.
I mean, I'll clean it anyways. Don't.
Spot. But that's
not that
hilarious.
I don't trust you, but.
Yeah, right.
I don't try.
Maybe do like a machine gun attachment.
Oh,
is that what the new leg of Doom's gonna be? I don't know.
Are
you still here, Robert?
Out of it?
Pull a sword,
dude,
out.
That would be awesome. It could be like a sheath,
like a peg leg, but you know, with the sheath comes out and it's a sword.
Yeah,
pretty cool. Darth Call, what's good, man? How you doing? He says, "What's up, boys? Hope the Force is serving you well today." Indeed, it is. I've had a great day today. It's just so good to be home. I can't express it enough. It's so great to be around my wife. She's just amazing. Her energy is, I feel complete again.
I mean, I've never been that away from my wife for that long, man. It must rough.
Yeah. It sucked. You know, it sucked, but, it was cool. Cause I was with family the whole time.
I
was moving to different, families. Spots. I was hung out with my mom for a long time, and my mom's amazing. I love you, mom. I don't know if you're she's always in chat, so
or love you,
always, she's always listening at least. So
love you, mom.
She knows she's loved, and if she forgot, it's a reminder, mom, that you're loved. And by the way, if you are lucky enough to have your mother in your life, give her a call. And if you're even more lucky to have your grandmother in your life still, give her a call. And then if you're even more lucky to have a great grandmother, absolutely give her a call. Stop watching my show right now
and give
your great grandmother a call and tell her you love her. Because we should all be so lucky.
My grandma watches my shows.
Does she?
Yeah, I got off of You Are Here, and yeah. As I was driving home, she sent me a text and was like, loved watching the show.
That's awesome. Oh, tell me about that. You were on You Are Here.
Yes.
Those guys are awesome.
I made it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was kind of nervous because the whole Ukraine thing was like about to go down.
Yeah, it was popping
and
off,
I was
right?
Like, man, I don't want to look stupid because I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
But we ended up just kind of like shooting the crap, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I feel the more I learn, the more I research into it, the more I don't know anything.
Yeah, it's like
I know a lot more than I did, but dude,
it's a lot of it. It's in depth geopolitics stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know any of it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna not care about it.
Yeah,
I don't want to go out and be like, I support Ukraine, but I don't know anything about Ukraine. Or like, I don't know. Should I support it? Like, what if it's not, again, I don't know anything about Ukraine. I could be completely wrong. This is just like hypothetical. What if Ukraine is like the horrible, also a horrible place like Russia? I don't want to then also be, because I just don't know anything about it. So I'm just going to step back and not say anything.
I mean, I did about 3 hours of digging down into Ukraine's history, Russia's history. You know, because they used to be the same country,
right?
Before 1991, when
that's the extent of my knowledge.
The USSR broke apart, and it's there's a lot. I mean, and the crazy thing is depending on which direction you look, it's a whole completely different story. You know, so it really is divided, from the people to like, you know, the elites. Put moving pawns around on a board, mm-hmm. you know, and it's really sad because there's innocent people getting killed, and that's the worst part.
Yeah.
So,
what was that?
You saw that, right?
Was that you or me?
No, I think that was me. I think I just my camera, which I
just
mean,
got it's color bars.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Let's see. Wolfsbane says, "Come on, man. Brandon is doing what he's always done ever since the Kennedys." Stealing speeches and agendas. It's not his fault. It's his nature. He's not wrong. Yeah. It's not wrong. I
it
mean,
is in his nature.
He's consistent. fact, you
consistent,
know?
Yeah.
At least it's not really a surprise. You know, it's true. He was stealing what conservatives... He was basically grifting off the conservative message.
Yep.
You know?
Now it's okay to say these things.
Hold on. Do I have this article? Time Magazine... I don't think I have this article. No, I don't. Time Magazine wrote an article about how, why Biden's speech might have sounded awfully conservative. Like, that was the name of the article. And it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, because his numbers have been, are worse than.
Yeah, abysmal.
Ever for any president, right? Or something along those lines.
Well, I don't know exactly. For him. But they're really bad.
But even still, after the State of the Union, they didn't go up. It was still low. And they probably were like, we need to switch this around and try to, like, turn it around. So let's maybe lift mask mandates, which are lifting everywhere. And even Carl was telling me that where he's at, the mask mandates were lifted. So he went into a store with no mask. He's like, it felt great and weird because everyone was still wearing masks. And it's like, why?
Yeah, I was talking to a guy from Australia yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and Grant Gregory, the great Greg Gregory, and he is in Australia, and he was telling me how they've lifted some of their mandates, and I was like, what? It's crazy.
Yeah,
they would go so hard in the paint for it, and then just start
like, all right,
stuff.
Yeah, okay, just, all right,
yeah, and he was just saying like people are confused about it, and they're still wearing masks. But it's not a mandate, and you kind of screwed people's brains for 2 years.
And I'm not sure where it came from. I think it was the CDC that they wrote an article about how to be the solo mask wearer and how to like remember that you're doing it to protect yourself and your family and not to worry about people looking at you and whatever.
Worry.
Man, people are so soft.
Yeah, like, you should worry.
Stop caring what other people think. Dude, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask.
I feel don't weird. That's what I want. I want you to feel weird. Like I felt weird for not wearing one. Feel just as weird whenever you walk into a store and everybody looks around and goes, "Oh my gosh, she's not wearing a mask." You should feel that weird. So
I like like seeing people's faces. I like seeing their smiles. I like, you know, connecting with someone. You can't when you wear a mask, you're not. There's just a separation. It just doesn't exist.
Hearing that people. That kids never, they've never seen each other's faces. They've never seen the teacher's face.
Yeah, it's so sad.
It's crazy. I mean, and it is, it's like 2 years is a lot of time when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And to be mandated to wear a mask for 2 years straight while you're a kid,
that reminds
horrible.
Me.
Horrible. It's horrible.
Cassandra McDonald, formerly of Cassandra Fairbanks, I don't know if might not recognize her name, but she was just married. So Cassandra McDonald, she tweeted last night while I was watching the State of the Union, my daughter in sixth grade told me everyone in her school hates Biden. So that's pretty cool. And she continues on saying that their reason is the mask mandates. They had to wear masks all day at school until a couple weeks ago, but they're also in a very red area. It was a small white pill, though. And I mean, it makes sense because they hated it and they're in the smallest, tiniest little bracket. I don't want to get into the details because it'll probably get me in trouble. But I mean, they need to not wear the masks anymore. I think it's child abuse. I think it always was. And for the Democrats, especially the Democrats, to be walking around, hugging each other, having parties.
Yeah.
Obama's birthday party, like all the different gatherings
during the height
during the height. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done and all, you know, Gavin Newsom at the French Laundry, like all these different places.
London Breed going down to the club.
Exactly. Like they didn't care at all the whole time. They were flaunting it, not caring. Oh, whatever. Yeah, it'll blow over. And guess what? It did. It always blew over. It was always this thing. Like, I mean, what's going on with Hillary? How come Hillary gets under some hot water? Finally, there's some more proof that she did something dirty. Turns out she was spying on the Trump campaign. There's a war in Europe now.
Yeah.
Oh, COVID's all of a sudden. War in Europe. And no one's talking about that anymore.
Yeah. Nuts. I hope she runs.
I hope so, too.
Just for entertainment value. That'd be so good. I want to see a Trump Hillary V2, you know?
I was going to say something, but I got a strike. I got two strikes for even merely suggesting what I was just about to say. So I had to stop myself from saying it.
Here's a white pill, everybody. I'm going to give you a white pill if you could share this screen. This is Reuters right here. look at this.
Wow.
This is January 1st or 21st, 2021.
Yeah. So the day he became president.
And this is yesterday.
Wow.
Look at that.
What
and he's the one saying we created all the jobs. He created all these jobs during this time where his disapproval rating is going up, 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 up.
Oh, that, you know what that reminds me? He said in the State of the Union, he's like 5 million new jobs, biggest job growth of any president in American history. And I'm like, bro, I'm so frustrating when they close businesses down, people get fired, they lose their jobs, all these jobs are there, and then people get rehired. That's not job growth.
You created new jobs. Man,
those
I was
aren't
in here.
New jobs. It's not job growth. That's just replace the jobs that you I'm saying Democrats, because it was mostly blue cities and blue governors that all shut everything down.
I was in here watching the State of the Union, and my wife came in and she was like, "It sounds like you're watching sports in here," because I was just so mad. I was like yelling at the screen. Instantly I started it, and it was the first like 30 seconds that I just got pissed. I was like so mad because he was immediately saying that stuff like he's the one that's going to bring everybody together, and
dude,
all these problems were because of you.
It's
you can't cause
unite
a problem and then say you're going
to
fix the problem and get applause for it.
We got to stop treating people differently. What?
Yeah, it's time for us to all come together. Oh, really, really convenient.
Now
that you're in power,
look,
it's okay.
I'm all about that
forward
message. I've been saying that, all right? I've been saying that. Like, hey, maybe we should get rid of critical race theory then. because they seem to love segregation. People. What's up with that? You know, how about
they've always loved it. They haven't changed. It's always been a big Democrat talking point there.
That's true. John Hoyle for 10 says, remember how under Trump, the scientists were always sounding the alarm on the doomsday clock? Where are those, I'll say it, ass wipes now? Why aren't they calling gloom when the world is at the brink? Yeah. Probably because it isn't at the brink.
Yeah.
And maybe it never was because it's a Democrat in charge. And it really feels like those who watched the State of the Union address, who know what's going on in the world, who are paying attention, it was a hot mess. It was just a hot mess, really. You look at everything he said, it's just like, dude, that's a lie. That's a lie. This is wrong. Everything, the whole speech was just this like nonstop grifting, catering spin.
It's spinning and saying, I am not the cause of these issues. These issues just,
but we're going to fix them.
They appeared day one of my administration. I don't know how, but I'm going to fix them. The second
he brought up Trump, he even said something about the former administration. It's like, dude, you need to let go of Trump. I don't even think about Trump anymore. You know, sometimes someone will post a tweet of his or whatever, you know, or a old tweet or his website
or something. I don't know.
Press website briefings that he does. It feels like the left still loves to bring him up.
And they can't stop.
They brought him up in the State of the Union. Trump has nothing to do with the State of the Union right now. All right. They need
at some point, you have to take accountability. You are the commander in chief. You are the guy that makes the decisions. Just like in Afghanistan, you are the reason that those 13 people are dead.
Correct.
Because you are the commander in chief at the time. I don't care if somebody else made decisions before you. That was months before. This is you. Everything that happens under your administration is you.
Yep.
You wanted to be the president. You bought the ticket. Ride the ride.
Boom. He's not. He doesn't know what he's doing, though, does he?
No. No. Is it even him? No, it's not.
Hold on. I'll show you what he's doing, though. I'll just bring this back up because it's just so weird.
Oh, this lady, too. She's tired of it.
He's falling asleep. Dude, his eyes were closed. Wait, hold on.
What is this?
Wait, is he trying to get a cleavage shot?
It's just like straight down.
He's like, look at that. Yo, I looked down and I saw my 100-sided die. You know about my 100-sided die, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I owed Sectus Gaming like 25 rolls. I haven't seen him yet, but I rolled this one time. It was the first time I rolled it. It was on Monday. And guess what I rolled?
What did you roll?
69. The first roll. I kid you not. I'm still kind of bewildered by it that I rolled a 69 the first time. I'm going to roll again. You want to take a guess? Chat, good luck. Have fun.
Okay, wait, it's 1 to 100 or what?
1 to 100, yeah.
1 to 100. It's in 85. Land
flat. There we go. It's going to land flat now.
84? Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you guys just to the count 10. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. Because there's 100 numbers, I'm just going to catch who is closest. And right now, no one's guessed it right now. Ooh. So I'm going to go Jacob Clark. He said 2. It was, in fact, 4.
Wow, that low.
Also, I got to give it up to Ryan Hinnard, who said 6. So you guys were both 2 away. You guys both won absolutely nothing. Congratulations. You know, save it up for nothing nice. Maybe when you call your mother or your grandmother, tell her that you got her nothing. Yeah. And but you won it on the Krigler show. So they should be really excited about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's always fun. Visidius, thank you for that super chat. Message attracted. I don't know if you did it or YouTube did it, but I appreciate it either way. Melkor celebrating 12 months as a member. Thank you very much. I got my official member bell, which Jason Dixon sent to me. really love my antique. You've seen my antique hotel bell, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that before.
Love this thing. Thank you so much. She said, your president is a potato. My Correct. Prime minister is a part-time drama teacher. Yeah, I agree. He is a potato right now. He is, in fact, my president. A lot of people are like, he's not yeah, my sadly. President. Like, he is. He's a president. Whatever. You know, what am I going to do? Dawson for 10. Hey, Dawson, how you doing, man? Good to see you, Dawson. Thank you for stopping in. I appreciate you, mate. I haven't seen you in a while, and it's good to see you, homie. Vesidius for 10 says, did you ever see the interview with the father of one of the 13 soldiers on Tucker? He said Biden checked his watch after every single coffin came off the plane. It was disgusting. I did see that yeah. interview. It just made me dislike Biden more, which I didn't think was possible.
Yeah.
But somehow he just keeps going. Salty says, I think you missed some chats. I have lots of chats that I've I'm just in the beginning, so I haven't even really dug deep into the chats yet. So I'll get there. Let's see here. Vesidius again. Thank you, Vesidius. Says, was AOC even at the speech? There was a lot of empty seats at that speech. Noticed Clarence Thomas wasn't with the rest of SCOTUS. Well, that doesn't... I'm not really surprised. I mean, Joe Biden was kind of a, for lack of better words, an asshole to Clarence Thomas when mm-hmm. he was, you know, being investigated to become a justice.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Racist. I would hear, you know, some people say
he is absolutely racist. Let's see here. Jason Dixon. Oh, Jason Dixon's here. What up, dog? Celebrating 19 months as a member. Thank you very much, Jason. Good to see you, man. Bro, mad love, Adam. Where have you been? Ask three-quarter white Garrett when he is getting a membership paid to win. I want to be 19 months membership to him also.
Hey.
I like that. I like that.
I need to set it up, man. I need to set it up.
Well, this is Maybe quarter black soon. Garrett. I don't know if...
That's my alt channel. That'll be my second channel.
You got to make another channel. White. Three-quarter white Garrett, right?
Oh, I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, do it. Capture it before, because we just... The internet knows now. So you got to make sure you get that, because that's kind of funny. And it could be your alter ego. Yeah. Be like the evil you.
It could have like the same profile picture, but it's like reverted colors.
You need like a white powder wig.
And then like the powder on my face and make it like the rouge.
Right, exactly. Just little red circles. Now you have to do it.
I've got to do it now.
You know, I actually have a white powder wig right over here.
Really?
I do. I literally have like an actual, man. I ordered it from London from like a legitimate like English wig maker. It's
Send it to you. I'm going to get it.
It's a we could
do
a deal.
We're going to do a
I got it off Wednesday Etsy.
with just the powdered wigs.
No, we'll do 7/8 white Wednesdays.
Yes, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do the opposite.
7/8 Wednesday.
But wait. Yeah.
All right, you get the white powder wig. Right, we'll do a 7/8 Wednesday.
We'll change my name on here.
Oh, that's going to be funny. That'll be a fun show, and we're definitely doing that now. So thank you, Jason Dixon, for creating such magic. That's amazing. You know what? You get a couple more bell dings. So thank you for that. Nacho Business says, when China takes Taiwan, do you think the virtue signalers will throw away all of their electronics? Like they're dumping out their Russian vodka? Absolutely not. Do you think that they're going to take all of the made in China stuff off the shelves? No, because the shelves would be empty. I don't think so. They're not going to do that. BS asks, Adam, are you live on Rumble? I am not live on Rumble only because I don't know how to dual stream it. But I am going to start dual streaming all of my shows.
We'll talk about it.
After Garrett teaches me how to do it, because I clearly don't know what I'm doing. Melkor for 10 says, based Putin has cucked the woke West. Why is there a patented sequence in COVID-19? Yeah, with a 1 in 3 trillion chance that it being a natural occurrence. Great question. I don't even know. I think it's absolutely insane and very, very telling as far as who knew what, when, and where, and why. So that might be a show just for my Rumble channel, which is just Adam Krigler. Wait, here it is. Adam Krigler on Rumble. Someone took the Krigler show, which is kind of stupid, but
that's messed up.
It's messed up. But that's okay. You can find me at Adam Krigler. It's really easy to find me over there, and that's where I will be doing it. Someone asked, wait, does Adam make coffee? Yes, I do. Krigler coffee, the best coffee. He's tried it. He's got a mug because it
goes right in here.
It's the best mug. Say it. It's the best mug.
It's the best mug. Oh, man. That's crazy for me to say, too, man.
Someone clip that.
I know my good mugs.
Someone clip that. Send it to Crowder. Send it to Nerdrotic. Send it to all these fakers.
All these fakers. They don't know. This is the best mug.
Oh, and Quartering. He's got coffee now. He's trying to get into the coffee business. Like, come on.
Come on, bro. Come on.
These guys, they don't know fresh coffee. That's okay. I love them.
I'm taking my profile picture now. My channel's created.
Did you just do it?
It's created now.
3/4 White Garrett.
Yep. I'm going to take the profile picture. I'm going to invert the colors.
Taking the same exact picture.
Yes. And inverting the colors. Inverting the colors. Yes.
That's wonderful.
It's going to be my second channel.
I love it. I love it. Jason Dixon again says, Adam, you should promote a 1-day move to Rumble like Free Speech Friday, but only on Rumble. Tell 3/4 White Garrett I'm a super Chad. All right.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, it says it might be a misspelling, but you did misspell it. So he is a Sawyer Chad.
So, oh, I don't know about
There's
that.
There's no P. It's an O. So I don't know what a Sawyer Chad is.
I don't know
is,
either,
so.
Though.
But good for you. I don't talk about it, man.
It's like Fight Club. Don't talk about it.
Thank you, Shannon. I love that you show up for my show. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's see. Wolf7 Music again for 20 says the analogies have me by the heartstrings now. Cool. I appreciate that. Yo, Wolfs, I just want to say thanks a lot for your support, man. I really do appreciate all of the support that you're throwing my way. I do. You're amazing. Die Yourself 20 for 20 says appreciate the conversation. Well done, gents. Thank you. I definitely love having conversations with this guy. Wednesdays.
Yeah, man. Me too, man.
Monday and Wednesdays are definitely my favorite shows now because I got a fun show on Monday, Bay Staff Mondays, and
dude,
now Wednesday.
Yeah, I like that show.
Hey,
too.
If you wanna come guest spot over there because we can have guest spots. You're
Let
rather
know,
bait.
I'll show up.
Yeah, maybe maybe bring the 3/4 White Garrett to like.
Yeah, you know. I got to start promoting my second channel.
Based, I don't know. Yeah, promote your other channel, right? Because who knows what that's gonna be, but we'll have fun. Wolf7 Music again says for 20 says the next variant patented by Moderna. I have no idea, but they did have there is that sequence that was revealed like in 2017 that has like a certain sequence that's identical to COVID. So, well, really? I don't know what that means, but it's pretty crazy. The Magnum Express says the new leg of doom needs a BFG. It needs to be a BFG. Not just needs a BFG, like it just needs to be a BFG. Like, can you imagine having a leg as a BFG? That'd be amazing.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, it would. Fastidious for 20 says there was a funny Tim Pool moment mentioned a meme from Patriots.win. He accidentally said the cuck of Kiev meme was Mitt Romney when he damn well knows the meme was of Jack Murphy slowing the Russians down with his wife. Oh gosh.
Oh no. Oh no.
I read it.
You read it.
So wait, did Tim accidentally? No. So he didn't realize. Was that an actual thing? Like, did Tim reference it not knowing that it was actually about Jack? Because that's pretty hilarious. It's rare when people get one over on Tim because he picks and chooses what super chats he reads. He doesn't read them all, but anyway, enough about Tim. Craig Day for 20 says, what is Trudeau up to while the world is busy looking at Ukraine? You know what he's doing? He's puffing his chest up and going, we're not going to buy Russian gas. Ha ha. When most of the world probably doesn't realize that they don't buy Russian gas anyway. Mm. They don't. Canada produces its own gas. They don't buy gas from Russia. It's kind of like, dude,
Well, we produce gas empty here. Threat. Too.
Empty threat. So. Well, we used to be energy independent, though. Remember those days?
Well, not fully independent, yeah.
Weren't we for the first time? In like 2019, 2018?
Were we? That was Darth
Jason said fake news, bro. Wait, what's the fake news? Which part of it is the fake news that they don't, that Canada doesn't buy gas from Russia? Because that's what I read, that he doesn't, that Canada doesn't buy gas from Russia. I'm curious, because if that's the case, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Let me know. And then tag me again so I can see it. Randall Smith says it was more of a campaign speech than anything. Absolutely, Randall.
Yes. That's what it was.
Uh-huh.
100%. He wants to sound good to both sides so he can try and get as many people as possible to vote for him. Not going to work. As we saw the disapproval rating earlier.
Right. Exactly. Not Tim says Tim doesn't make mistakes. I'm sorry. Tim doesn't make accidents. Oh, you were talking about the Tim thing. Oh, the Tim thing was fake news. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Canada doesn't buy Russian gas, Russian oil. So, but we do drop our sanctions, but we're still buying gas from Russia. Same with all of Europe. They're like, oh, we're going to cut them off. But everybody's still buying gas from Russia. And guess what? I don't know if you know this, but Ukraine recently just discovered a massive gas deposit in their country.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting tidbit.
Yeah. Right. So the more I learn about this whole thing, right, and even off of their shore, there's an incredible amount of natural gas as well. So oil and natural gas, Ukraine suddenly is poised to be like a huge provider of gas to Europe. And you know, now I think back to when this whole trouble started, when Biden was pushing people around in Ukraine and putting how many American leaders have kids that are all on the board of Burisma and all this Ukraine stuff that happened long before even Trump got into office, right? When Biden was vice president and getting involved in Ukraine. I wonder what really is the root of it all.
Very curious.
I'll tell you what I have learned in the past couple of years. I do not trust the media and I don't trust the government. Those two things go hand in hand. And when they work hand in hand, we all as free people have problems. And that is my show for the day. What an awesome day, Garrett. It's so great chatting with you.
Hey, dude, it's good to be back. I'm glad that you're here. And
thank you.
Hopefully you don't get another strike. You know, you just got to hope, I don't know, maybe play a little safe for the next 30 days until one drops off.
I don't know. I mean, I had Tara Reid.
You got Tara Reid on here?
It's Tara. How's she doing? Actually, it's pronounced Tara Reid, actually. But she's great. We had a good conversation. She's very saddened by what's going on because she really likes Russia and thinks the whole world has it all misconstrued. And the more I look into it, I agree with that. We both agree that, you know, innocents are being killed.
Either case, both sides, there's civilians that didn't ask for this, have nothing to do with that, and they're getting killed, and that sucks.
Real quick though, just in case people don't know where to follow you, where can people follow you?
My new channel, 3/4 White Garrett. You can go there, subscribe. I'm putting it in the chat right now.
He's dropping it in the chat.
I'm dropping it in the chat.
Please go follow his new channel. I gotta follow. I don't have it either. I gotta go follow it also.
So go check me out. Also, I have a 1/4 Black Garrett.
Did you put it in the actual chat?
Yeah, I put it. Oh, I can put it in our chat.
No, I because I don't see it yet.
There you go. I'll put it in our chat. So if you want to post that for the peoples out there.
No, I want to be the first subscriber. Boom.
So go subscribe to both of my channels. One subscriber,
it's me. I'm your only subscriber. That's it.
No videos yet, but they're coming. Don't worry about it.
That image is kind of frightening. I'm not gonna lie.
It is a little scary. I did look at it. It is kind of scary, but hey.
Hold on. I gotta post this picture on Twitter. Boom. first.
First. That's the ultimate first. So you guys can find me on there. We do gaming live streams, movie talk live streams. I've had Adam on. We need to get you back on actually and talk about something. Maybe next week or whenever you have time, we'll do a movie.
And you got to get Elden Ring, man.
Yeah, I'm going to play Elden Ring next week.
Got to get Monday. Got to get that Elden Ring. I just posted it. I don't know if other people can actually post links in my chat. I think I might have actually canceled that.
That's my link.
Wolf 7 Music with another $50. Dang, Wolf, thank you so much. Ball. Wow. I like this show. Thank you. I'm going to check out this quarter black guy too. Nice. Yeah, appreciate this guy's cool. He's funny. Games a lot. Also does a lot of work with Geeks and Gamers and Nerdrotic. Right. You work for Nerdrotic now.
I'm working for Nerdrotic now. So go subscribe to Nerdrotic. Friday Night Tights on Fridays. Yep. We have Adam on every once in a while. Try to get you on again pretty soon.
I had a strike and
I know.
I didn't get an invite.
We're all booked up.
What happened?
Try to get you on. I'm sorry.
I would have just crashed the party. You know it. I know you're
trying
to get
me on. I'm going to do that now. At some point, I'm just going
to
drop you in and people are going to be like, what?
I'm not going to tell anybody. Don't even tell anyone. Maybe tell me, though.
I'll tell you, though.
Okay. All right. That'd be good.
It'll just open up to a camera with nobody in it in the seat. Right.
Yeah. I'll just like, it'll just be this empty space. Yeah. Like, what's that? And I'll be like,
what is
surprise,
bitch. What?
Sorry. Quesadilla, what's good? Good to see you, man. I hope you're doing better. Relative to body size, lake ducks native to South America have the longest spotted corkscrew duck dicks. I know it's dicks. Ducks that have the corkscrew dicks?
Yes.
Compared to a human, it would be 12 feet long.
Yeah.
Dang. Wait. Oh, you knew this.
I already knew this. Yeah. We went over Crowder.
I'm very, very knowledgeable about these corkscrew dicks. All right.
I know. I know a lot. I don't know a lot about the Ukraine, but I know a lot about corkscrew dicks. Very knowledgeable.
Good. Good. That's good. Mr. Paul R for 20. Thank you so much. Says at least you're not on the show with the show. With the monkey pushing buttons in the corner and Ian, the mushroom head cuck. Oh my goodness. I just read that out loud. That's all right. Miss Nishra singing harmony need address the male stuff too. Working on it. And maybe I'll get Nishra to maybe come and play a few songs on Friday. Cause I have my favorite guitar back, which actually it was Rhonda. She's over there. Actually can't hear me. I love this. This has been my dream guitar for a long time, and I finally bought it.
This is a
Martin Streetmaster.
Martin. I want to get a Taylor. It's been a long time since I had a good acoustic.
Yeah, I have a nice little Taylor. It's a mini GS. So I've got a nice little selection, and it's good to be back. But anyway, guys, thank you. We got one more. Dawson for another 10. Thank you so much, Dawson. I really appreciate your support, mate. It's great to see you hanging out, man. That's awesome. But anyway, go give this guy a follow, and I will be back tomorrow here on The Krigler Show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a good night.
See you.
Later. Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.